Hey y'all, hey. There she is,
Hey.
Miss America.
Hey, everybody.
The Cardi experience.
I
Ooh, I'm glad ain't nobody in here yet. I gotta get myself
know,
together.
right?
All right, hey y'all, hey. Welcome to another episode of Bay Chan After Dark, where we celebrate and educate on all things related to sex. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we have the Fantastic Four. We're missing Bitch Kittens and Pinky Senpai, but they'll be back next week. Let us go around and say hello to the people that will be watching on the replay. Right. At first, the lovely goddess with the soothing voice, the royal gem.
Hello, everyone. Hello there. It is so great to be with you this evening.
You really give me old school glamour, you know?
With a kid flow.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very much Dorothy Dandridge, Eartha Kitt. You know what I mean?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. You just don't know how much I love Eartha Kitt and Dorothy Dandridge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love Eartha Kitt, too. Yeah.
I'd love to be giving you that right now.
She's on my wall. I'm more of a Josephine. Oh, really? Okay, cool. I'm more of a Josephine Baker. Let me dance naked in some bananas and get everybody upset.
I feel it.
Facts.
And to the Cardi experience, you're in the beige room today.
Yes, I am. Unfortunately, I'm not in your presence right now, but yes, this is temporary.
Unfortunately, I like the words. And then he got the deep voice going on, too. The sexy shit.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
That's what happens when the beard grows in.
I don't have no liquor either, so this is like...
So you won't be acting up. So you just act a fool when you come to my house.
And basically.
Of course, you know, you turn me up.
Basically.
How shall I ever survive not being with the Cardi?
I know.
Listen, everybody drunk up my liquor too. It's ridiculous. So I had all this liquor and it's gone. And everybody been having a good old time over here. All right. And last but not least, Mike Hennessy, aka White Hennessy, aka the Wild Ginger, aka Thotimus Prime. Say hello to the people.
What's up, everybody? What's up,
y'all? Yes, we need a soundboard. We gotta get that ASAP.
Listen.
Yeah.
That made no sense. Always me.
Give me a soundboard with like 50 buttons on it. I'm going in.
And last but not least, I am Siren by night. Vixen by day.
Vixen by day.
Giving you a shake and a shimmy.
Facts. Facts. Shake and shimmy.
So tonight, we just have the Fantastic Four, but that's all right. We still have good topics for you. First, we're going to be talking about the first time that you noticed that adults were looking at you like you were also an adult. Mm-hmm. Coming of age. Okay? And we're also going to be talking about rubbing one out, your sexual awakenings,
ooh,
masturbation.
That's going to be a fun one right there. Pow, pow, pow. Right. Shoot that bitch off.
Soundboard.
Yes.
And last but not least, like fine wine. We all have sexual views. They mature as you age. The way you felt when you were 14 should not be the same way that you feel when you were 30, okay?
Damn sure shouldn't.
I kind of miss it, though.
So
You miss being 14?
Yeah, like everything's
he
new.
He was masturbating at 14. That shit weird, yo.
Like,
14-year-old masturbating.
Like, new and the first time you grabbed a titty. Like, all the new. You miss that. Don't you miss that?
The first time you grab a titty.
Like, those sentimental moments. Like, oh, man. Now it's like, oh, okay, I got your boob, moving on to the next.
So, thing. Going back to last week's episode, you don't recall, you know, the first time you had sex, but do you remember the first time you grabbed a titty?
Of course.
You said of course. I would think you remember the first time you had sex.
I remember that part. I know it's ass backwards. I know. But I remember
whose
that
titty
part.
Was
remember,
it?
I can't even say their name because we still good friends today. But
you gotta be spicy with this shit, man.
Thank you. I would say thank you for letting me have the opportunity.
You don't have to say a name, but there is a way that you can make the story interesting. Omit her name. How old was she? How old were you? Where were you at? How'd you get to the titty?
Oh, man. So this was sophomore year of high school, like summer break. I was back home in the islands of Dominica. Met this, you know, I wouldn't say woman, but, you know, she was my age. She was like 15 at the time. And it was kind of one of those island baja love type of things. So, like, we just met up and we just instantly, like, oh, we fell in love with each other. You know, like, your first girlfriend or whatever. You just, oh, you just hit up a hill over each other. Yeah. And then she let me touch her boobs. And it was great.
Yeah, Cardi had to teach me a lesson because I kept calling him a Dominican. And he is not a Dominican.
There is a difference between the Dominican Republic and Dominica.
Dominica.
Yes.
Don't that sound like a little ghetto girl in a project? What? Dominica!
Dominica! It kind of does. I can't lie to you, it does. But that just started off my big old titty fetish for the rest of my life. I'm just saying, I'm all boobs.
And you ignore the ass.
So this
I did for a while, but not now.
I'm guessing, right?
So coming of age, now ass is basically what it is. Yeah, so I just went straight titty man. Hey, let me just get some titties in my face. Let me play with them, slap them around, hold the bone, just everything. The bongos. Ever do bongo? Little bongo action.
Dale.
That's right. Get my Ricky Ricardo.
Don't do that to anyone, bro.
Bongos, right?
So, okay. How old were you the first time you noticed that grown women were looking at you? Or grown men, as the case may be. Because that can happen, too.
Yeah, that can happen. That actually had happened, too. That was weird.
Really, tell us really about weird. It. Don't make me pull it out of you. Right?
The guy part? It was like, I was like 18, and I was getting off of work. It was weird. Like, I was getting off the 65 bus, and this boy pulled up on me like, hey, yo, like, yo, you lost or something? And he was like, no. It was like, he had this, the Michael K, who just passed away, the little Omar type of vibe to it. Right, rest in peace. But he was like, yo, man, you look good. I was like, fuck you.
He did what y'all do to us. He did exactly what y'all do to us. Right,
but he came like at like straight nigga. Like, I was like, oh, no. No, guy.
But you were saying
this ain't
you going to work. Happy about that shit, huh?
No, guy.
I wasn't. Not at all. Especially like, I just got off the bus and like, I'm all young. This guy was literally had to be like late 20-something. I was I don't know what vibe I gave off to think that, you know, I was the type of guy to hit on, but no, sir.
I said he just thought you looked good. That's it.
Right. That's the only kind of vibe you need to get off.
This is really uncomfortable. Just, I got instant bubble guts, like, to my
core. And that's how we feel when y'all hit on us and we don't want to be bothered.
Exactly. That's exactly how we feel.
Yeah, but I'll never talk to girls like that, though. So, but now I understand when I see you on the street how disgusting you guys are. But
How disgusting you guys are.
We are. Very much so. Very much so. All right. So what about a woman? The first time you notice grown women looking at you.
Like, I was like 11. Like, cause you know, like I was already like 6 foot tall at 11, and I just noticed like when I go to like parties with my dad and stuff, and like the other ladies was like, "Oh, that's your son." He was like, you know, hey, yeah, this is my son. He looked just like me, and yada 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 yada. But I started to see the longer glances, you know,
at 11, and they did they know you were 11?
I don't think so.
I hope they didn't.
That's some
real R. Kelly type of shit.
Yes, it is.
Right. And it didn't really get worse until I guess I was like 16 when I started going to bars. And I was just like, oh, I'm just here. because I had all this at 16. Like whatever you see here, I had it. So mm-hmm. I never had to use an IDD in the bar. I just go in there and just, you know, started to mingle. So.
So I mean, whose fault really was it? Right, that's not really their fault. You in a bar, yeah. They expect you to be grown.
Yeah, that's not their fault. Now those women at the party, those were that's inappropriate. Yeah, definitely inappropriate. Like just because a child is tall doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and like when I got like 13, 14 at the same parties, you know, I'm Caribbean, so you know, we all dance and everything. So it got, you know, I was getting wind up on all the good stuff. So.
About a girl
was your dad there?
Yeah, probably somewhere. I don't know. I don't worry about it.
Because men do that toxic thing where, oh, yeah. That's my son. That's my boy.
Exactly.
Yeah, my son.
That very much was, though.
It felt very pleasurable.
I'm sure it did not feel toxic, but
it felt just right.
Your mom wasn't there. I know that much. No. Exactly, because she would have had that broom upside somebody's head. Okay,
right. I wish a grown bitch would put her ass.
Thing
on
is, it's the culture thing.
Okay,
so. People be fighting. Oh my god.
I mean, I realize it's a cultural thing, but you know, it doesn't make it any less inappropriate.
Right. I mean, this is how we understand it over here, of course, but still, like, that's not.
You cool. know, you have you don't have any boys. You had daughters, so just. Put yourself in the same mindset. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Then y'all be ready. Oh, let me get my gun. Let me get my gun.
Hypocrite.
Yep.
Complete hypocrite.
Yeah. And you everything. Shouldn't. It should be even. It should
shutting
be the same.
Shit down. Fuck no. Even shit being the same around here. It's different.
No.
Anyway.
Is that what he said?
He's saying he's a hypocrite. Dead. He doesn't look at it the same way. So if you had a son, you would be all right with that? I'm sorry, say that again.
Total. Yeah. I told you I'm a hypocrite.
You'll let a 25-year-old woman grind on your 13-year-old son.
Yep. Yep. When I doubt, while I hesitate.
So I'm here. I'm glad y'all here for Cardi's last episode.
That's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? What the hell is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's fine, but it's fine. It's just.
It's not fine. It's 100% not fine.
It's totally fine.
How? Fine. Explain it to me. Elaborate. Because how was that fine?
It happened to me. I'm fine. Therefore. It's fine.
Actually, you're showing that you're not. You're actually showing the opposite. A lot of people feel fine, but I am here to tell you.
I'm pretty sure that like, the inside kid of me is not being like, oh, tragic, woe is me type of situation.
So here's a question. Let's go beyond
the grind. High five and my son, like, yeah.
If your son was 13 and he had sex with a woman at 25, is that appropriate?
No, it's not.
Is it okay with you?
But
what? Let's see how much of a piece of shit you are. Let's go.
Oh man, my piece of shit meter is like through the roof. You can't.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can't gauge it.
So let's come on, little Boosie.
Oh, all right. Let's get nasty with it. So
let's get it.
I'll be mad.
Let's get it. You know you got the right one.
I'd be mad if she was ugly. How about that? Mm.
So you engage in pedophilia?
It was my son.
Huh? What?
It was my son, and it wasn't rape.
It is rape. It's rape.
No, like,
he can't consent. He cannot consent.
Hiding
you can't
legally,
do that. You can't do that.
Legally, he cannot consent. He cannot consent. So you don't get to pick and say that you can your 13-year-old daughter wait our daughter's the same age in a couple of years can your daughter consent to having sex with a 25-year-old man?
Well, like I said, it's totally hypocritical. So no.
Yes or no? Yes or no? That's all I want to hear. Yes or no?
It just can't. It can be hypocritical. I'm a hypocrite. I'm totally a hypocrite.
You're more than a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah, I'm super hypocrite. I'm like level 3.
You so lucky you're not in my house today, nigga. You are so lucky you're not in my house.
And that's why I can say what I want right now.
Yep, you sure can. But
this is my safe
space. I'm going to see you again. That's so, some trash. That's some trash ass fucking logic. And the fact that you had children and your children could possibly see this and you're okay with saying that says a lot about you. And I don't have no problem correcting you.
I know.
This is how we perpetrate this behind the scenes and underground environment of pedophilia in America because of people like you. That's saying that this is okay and it's not okay. Just like who?
It's okay to be not okay. That's what Kanye.
No, that's not. That is absolutely not okay.
That's what.
That is absolutely not okay.
Kanye said it is true.
Kanye is crazy. So we going to get you and Kanye some therapy.
Right. Y'all both need help.
So, I guess to keep the ball rolling.
Because... Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
I mean, we can go the same question my way. That's the same question my way.
My bad. I already know Mike ain't answering like you.
I would never listen.
We could do a whole show about you getting this work. Anyway, the Royal Gem.
Yeah,
or Mike, say, you had something
to
say.
We gotta go to Mike. We gotta.
I mean, if this is meant for me, I can't throw my child in this question because I wouldn't let neither one of my kids have any type of situation with a grown woman. If I have a boy or a girl, like none of them can mess with no grown ass person at a young age. Period.
Like, right? Exactly.
I'm letting children be children.
But it already happened. What are you gonna do about it?
It already happened.
We're not saying it didn't already happen, but when you know better, you do better.
If it's after the fact, your son goes over to his best friend's house, I'm just looking at him like, it happened. And then what?
You're quite dusty this evening.
His mom is going to fuck
the jail. I have no friends that I know folks that actually happened to.
His mom is going. She is exactly this right here. She's fucking toxic. She needs to go to jail.
No 100%. Woman
should ever be looking at no child. They're a child for a reason. They don't.
Correct.
They have innocence. They have purity about them.
So 13.
You
got to
think where your mindset is at is a whole different can of. Than
so 13. So 13, 14. That's not.
What?
Let's be real here. Last week, Siren had sex at 14, right?
Yes, it was wrong. It was wrong. What are you talking about?
Okay, so the shit happens, but you're not any different because of it.
Let me speak for a second. The shit was wrong. Here we go, nigga. Shit was wrong, but let's add the caveat to that. Yes, I was 14 the first time I had sex. I also grew up in a very, very toxic household, an abusive household. So when you grow up in a household like that and you don't have the proper guidance, you are going to go out in the street and you're going to do things that you have no business doing because you don't have someone there to be an example and a role model and to teach you better and to show you better. And that's what mental health is, right? I was not emotionally, nor was I physically ready to have sex. That happened. But when you have children and you know better, you do better. So I taught my children better. You are a parent now. So did you do something you didn't have no business doing? Sure. Can you change it? No. But you having a child now, you should be more responsible for the shit that comes out of your mouth. Like, you are your child's first example of men. And the shit that is coming out of your mouth right now, you should be embarrassed for your child to ever possibly hear that you said this dumb shit. Like, point blank and fucking period.
Well, I don't have a boy, so
it doesn't matter. It's all the more reason why that you should be more careful with what you say. Your daughter is far more likely to be taken advantage of, to be raped, to be abused, and all of these things.
Which is very
and you
true.
Are supposed to be showing her the type of man she would want to be with and to procreate with. No.
Well,
no.
Really
just because she's not
because
a fucking boy.
I'm like a grown ass man. Nah.
What?
Listen.
I'm already on top of that shit.
You're not okay. You cannot be with her 24 hours a day.
Hold up, G. Let's do
I'm
this.
I'm sorry.
Obviously.
So you. Why are you?
I don't. I don't like transition like this. I know. How he light skin and he is ashy tonight? I'm confused.
Listen, I'm ashy every night.
Throw some shea butter at him. Like, what the fuck is going on?
So the reason why, listen, at the end of the day, Cardi, let's be real about it. Just because a boy is a boy, that don't change the fact that we're human beings. You're forgetting that factor. All y'all men forget that factor. I'm not being a good guy. I'm being a guy who learned. You're a man just like your daughter is a woman. She is an individual who was created into this world the same way you was. No one came out any different. They didn't come out the ass. We didn't come out the ass. We all came out the same hole. We have to show respect across the board to our children, period. When you stop letting children be children, you are a part of the problem in this world. We're making we cannot make kids do something based off of because I'm a man, do it the way I would do it as a man. Or because she's a woman, do it the way that she is as a woman. You have to let them grow into their own and teach them the best possible lessons that's going to benefit them in their life, regardless of your mistakes. Just because something happened to you in the proper way, that don't mean that you need to now say, oh, well, this happened to me in a good way. So let me, you know, it's not going to happen to you the same way. That might be detrimental to that boy if he goes through something like that. And he might, when stuff like that happens, they get turned off from things. They can wind up, you know, having mental problems with certain things. Some people want to commit suicide just because it ain't, you know, when women go through, you know, dealing with rape and dealing with certain things like that, they go through traumatic events. Men do the same thing. It's just that now the society is saying, you're a man, you're strong. You ain't supposed to go through that. That shit is not true at all. Because when you going through something that changes the feelings in your bodies, that's forcing you to become something that you weren't previously, it fucks with you 100%. And that's just the real part behind it. You gotta, the same way you wouldn't let your son do something is the same way you wouldn't let your daughter do something. You gotta treat them the same exact way because we are human beings at the end of the day, not man, woman, or man featuring woman. Like, that's not how it goes.
But that's not how life works, though.
It you does said work it's like
so
that.
Nice, Mike. I mean,
you can do what you can does. Do everything that you can, but sometimes it doesn't go.
And I just say,
and you
bitch, drown in coconut oil. That's bullshit.
And if you say that's how life goes, if you say that's how life goes, that means you agreed that that's how life goes. You change your narrative. Don't nobody do it for you. Life ain't got shit. Listen, I live the same life you do, but guess what I do? I make better decisions, obviously, if I'm going to not let my daughter deal with some shit like that. If I'm not going to let my son deal with some shit like that, that's not going to go down. Mike lives his life, and life going to teach me lessons. It ain't going to teach my kid that lesson because I'm the lesson that they're going to learn. Life ain't going to do nothing to my kids until they turn to be an adult.
Who are you looking at? What are you looking for?
Oh no, just someone's over there. I listen,
and me and you talking, this ain't no disspectful stuff or anything like that.
Oh, not at all. Yeah.
I mean it disrespectfully. Like,
no, I'm here to, but I'm just saying, I'm here to talk.
She listens silent.
I mean it disrespectfully.
Just like this. Like, I mean, I had to just
if AB wasn't no sort of press.
We too old for this shit. I'm too old to be saying having this conversation with a grown ass fucking man. This is fucking ridiculous right here. Man. God damn it, I mean it disrespectfully. You can say it nice and I'ma say it disrespectfully. And somewhere in between, hopefully he'll get it through that fucking the Dominica brain of his.
Oh, at least you said it right. I'm glad you
okay,
said it right.
So I'm like at this point now, the question
you lucky, you
when
I came you're lucky. Age,
when I started noticing that women were paying me attention is when my mom told me that women was paying me attention. You ain't see that girl looking at you? No, I didn't. Boy, are you oblivious to shit? Probably. Like, I didn't know. I just know that women were looking at me. Now, I don't know if they were older women, younger. I can't tell you that. I just know that me being as tall as I was, you know, people will look at you. You know, like, and then when you start hearing them little conversations like, oh, he's so handsome, he's so cute. That's when you start noticing it the most. Like, that's when you start feeling it. Like, oh, they think I'm cute. Like, and you start feeling yourself and shit. Like, and you know, that's probably the little goofy shit that I went through. So, you know, that just me.
Well, how old were you?
16. I know that for sure. Oh, now, women, I'm talking about older women that was older than me, 16. Like, that's when I started noticing that. Because, like I said, at my height and stuff, I didn't necessarily look like a 16-year-old. So,
right.
A lot of the times,
That's how they get us.
And I've been guilty of seeing a boy that I didn't know his age, but then when I found out his age, I felt like a dirty old lady, and I was just like, oh, get away from me.
They trying to take my cookies.
They ain't trying to take my cookies. You ain't trying to go to jail.
It's a little ass
bye.
Lady.
Bye.
But it's like I said, my mom, and then like basically what you saying too, Siren, my mom never played that shit with the whole grown ass woman talking. Let her find out some grown ass woman was talking to me.
Yeah, she's supposed to get her head bashed in.
Fist would have been flying. Like, and even, but even as kids, like I grew up Muslim as a kid. So it was like my stepdad, he wasn't a fan of women talking to us as boys. He was like, no, y'all children, be fucking kids. He said, when you get to this point, when you start paying your own bills and shit like that, then you worry about who you going to be doing stuff with. Right now, be a kid and eat the food that I'm serving you before it's your turn to start serving food. That was always
the lesson. You know what I think is funny is the kids that are like all these articles you read about these high school kids, and like after they're done messed around 3-4 times, then they want to go tell their parents and go tell the cops that, hey, this happened to me. Like, never after the first time or even before then. Isn't that weird, or is that just me?
No.
That might be just you, because it's
you can't tell a victim when to say something.
Yeah, when you've been through some shit like that, real traumatic things,
like,
you get scared.
There's like a bunch of stories where like they actually been called, or even after the fact, like,
but you never know, bro. You never know what can possibly happen to like your no.
That's the thing. The thing is you never know because you're not that person, but like you've
but
seen
then,
it though.
But you gotta retract what you said. Like they like it's almost like if you're telling them they should have said it on the first time, you know how hard it is for some people to say something on the first time, because
exactly
your experience just something just happened that you're scared. Like when you're scared, the most of the time you freeze. You know, sometimes you wind up going through a little bit more before you actually say something.
There's people that
I'm saying, what do you think?
I think nothing. Mm-hmm. I think that's when they got their bravado up to say something, the courage to speak up. It might take them a minute to realize that they don't, you know, want this to continue happening. And so you don't get to judge when a victim says something. They could say something 20 years from now.
That continue the relationship after their turn of age. Because that happened too.
So, because if somebody messes you up before you're
able to be a child.
So like normally a child will form their personality by the age of 8, right? But you have a chance when you are messing with a child and abusing a child to alter the way they normally would neurologically develop. Mm-hmm.
So let's establish a baseline real quick. What would count as, you know,
you're trolling me. I know you are fucking trolling me tonight. I just know you are. That's why you're laughing. I know you're messing with me on purpose, Cardi. I know you're not this much of an asshole in real life. I just know it. Get your fucking 7 chuckles. I'm fucking you up when I see you, okay?
It's okay. So what's the baseline here? Are we talking about between 10 and 13, 13 through 16, 16 through 18?
There's different types of pedophiles, in case you don't know.
Let's go ahead and break that down. So that I'm talking about between the 13 through 16. Or 13.
Yeah, that's the type of pedophile that R. Kelly is.
Royal,
what about it?
I need you to go after I say this if you get a chance. The siren is ready to kick his ass.
I'm sorry.
I need you. No, you're fine. Roy, I need you to go after I say this. I'm gonna ask you this question, Cardi. As a grown man, are you gonna eat raw chicken? Are you gonna eat raw chicken?
And to be a smart ass, I have definitely ate raw chicken by accident before.
And you realize how nasty that shit was, right? That's grown men looking at kids. That's raw chicken. That's fucking nasty. All right, Roy, are you ready?
I know that's the fuck, Roy.
You a wild, real wild person. My God.
Listen, I know you want to make good web show and all that, but don't get your ass kicked.
Yeah, you're real.
I just wrong with you.
Good job, because I know you're thinning your skin.
Yes. So the first time I want to say I noticed like grown men looking at me, was probably like 9 and 10.
Whoa.
I feel like it was happening before then, though. Like when I was like maybe my older cousins or aunt, something like that, I would hear them say, no, don't talk to her. She's just a little kid. But I'm That's like, scary. You know, I'm a little kid. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, I'm going about my business with my fucking lollipop and shit. So when I really started noticing it was about 9 or 10. Like I'd be walking home from school or like going to the corner store or whatever. And just these old people like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, fine.
These motherfuckers.
Run my ass into the corner store because I'm like, I don't know what this guy's talking to me for. I don't know what's going on. And as I became older, I started realizing, oh, these was men like literally trying to holler at me like a little ass kid. This shit is crazy. So at some point, you know, you start developing tactics to kind of defend yourself, to kind of get away, to kind of get out of the negative situation. Because some people can be really, really aggressive. A lot of times, you know, I find myself walking away. Like, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm a little ass kid. I'm just going to keep on walking. Turn around. Like, people would literally yell at me. Shit like that. Like, it would be scary. So eventually I started developing defense tactics just from guys catcalling me as a child. Even things that I tend to use now and today, even as a grown woman, even though now, I mean, you're going to get a whole nother beast if you pull some shit on me today. I'm not a kid no more. But people out here, even grown people, living in fear of men catcalling them on the street. So yes, about 9, 10 is when I started realizing it. I think I hit puberty before most girls, and I was always like really, really tall. I always towered above other girls my age. So I was tall, always had like the hips. You know, my mom is shaped like a Coke bottle. I couldn't help it. And as a teenager, I looked like a grown woman. As a 12-year-old, I looked like a grown woman. So I can see how somebody might be confused, but I have to explain, oh no, I'm just a kid. Like you can't talk to me for more than 2 seconds and know that I'm 11 years old, 12 years old. You can't pretend that you did not know that. I'm pretty sure I was walking around in my little school uniform. They don't care.
They didn't give a shit either.
And I didn't understand until being older. That's a pedophile. Something's wrong with that man. That's not, to me, that's a normal everyday thing. Come home from school. Hopefully no guy harasses me. Let me hurry up, put my head down, get out of there. So, yeah, it's hard out in these streets. It's hard out in these streets for these little girls. And I'm out here watching. I see some little girls out there playing, I'm your mother for now until I don't see you no more. Because if I see anybody come up and approach you, baby, it's on. I'm here. I'll never let that happen, not while I'm around. So, but that's the reality for a lot of kids. It's sad. All of y'all had young ages. It's sad. I don't get that shit. Like, I can understand maybe you see a little kid, a teenager, something like that. Maybe a little grown. You don't know. But as soon as you find out how old this person is, how are you not immediately like, ooh, let me get out of here. That's my first instinct. Like, I've seen some grown-ass looking kids. I'm like, why are you 12 looking like this?
Good. Right. And then it's like, please go somewhere.
Right. You have to go. Where's my daughter at? Look, she's your age.
At some point, Royal, they had to realize that looking at when you learned that it was a child and you still looked at it, like, I get it. When you're a grown man and you're attracted to women and stuff like that, it is what it is, because it's some women girls I have seen that I didn't know was high schoolers. I'm like, oh my god, damn, this girl busties. Then you realize they're like 16, 17 years, and I immediately turn that fucking mindset off,
right?
Because I already feel fucking uncomfortable immediately, even handing out that what's the name. So it was like,
you think back when you were in like high school or middle school, like the kids in your class, you can tell who were more, they just walked a different way. They talked a different way. They wore more makeup than the other kids in your class. Mm-hmm. Like, they were more developed. You can tell that, you know, they noticed that they had attention and they kind of feed into that shit. I remember seeing that shit when I was like, because I went to all Catholic school. So I've seen like guys looking at girls all the time because they were, you know, school uniforms or skirts and shit. So I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen folks feed into that. The folks feed into that shit. That shit's crazy. But my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. It just popped in my mind.
No. You're good. You're good. Siren, you ready? You done?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's pretty much, unfortunately, most women hear the same story. I was thinner when I was younger. So, you know, I didn't have like this womanly body, but I got breasts before the rest of my body developed. So at that age, I'm like this big, you know, with C cups. So I think probably around 12 is when I officially noticed that men were looking at me, you know, but they were aggressive. Men saying stuff when I'm walking down the street, talking to me. Like one time in particular, I remember this man, and I swear he looked old enough to probably be my grandfather, let alone my father. But he's just like, excuse me, you know, I don't mean anything disrespectful because, you know, I got a mom and I got an aunt and I got sisters. But damn, you got some big ass titties. Like, I will never forget that. And I'm just like, how do you preface it? And I was literally 13 years old. I'll never, ever forget that and how uncomfortable it made me feel. Like, what was I supposed to say to that? You know what I mean? It's all around you. Like, when Oprah makes that comment in The Color Purple, when she say a girl child is not safe in a family full of men, that is 100% true. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I've had cops try to talk to me when I was, you know, underage when I was a child. I've had friends, dads try to talk to me. You know, it's all around you. Play cousins. You got to watch your own brothers. Like, all types of shit. Like, I know a lot of people who were molested and raped by their cousins and stuff. Yeah. So, like, I know so many women that I know their stories of being assaulted by family members, and like their own family doesn't know, their grandfathers, their cousins, their brothers. Like, so the same way that Black people have to have the talk, you know, with their sons and about being Black and how you conduct yourself, women have to have those talks with their children, their girl child, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, you're getting older, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have men trying to talk to you. You're going to have men looking at you. This is how you conduct yourself when they're trying to talk to you and you're walking down the street and you don't want to be bothered. Like, mm-hmm. So because you will be physically assaulted just because you rejected someone. Exactly. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be bothered. I got a man. I'm too young. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. I've been called, just because I didn't want to talk to somebody, I've been called all types of bitches, sluts, whores, because I don't want to talk to you. I'm a bitch. I'm a slut. I'm a whore. And I literally was still in school. So I don't find any of this shit funny.
I understand.
Like, you know, Black people have PTSD from living in the world and being a minority. Women doubly so. We're Black and we're women. And Black men abuse us. Right. Black men abuse us from the time that we are preteens until present day. Right. Like, that's when y'all get so upset when we feel like, when we say we don't feel protected by Black men, but that's why. I've had men so-called complimenting me and downgrading another Black woman right in front of me. Mm-hmm. Look at this beautiful queen with her locks and she don't got all this makeup and stuff on, and you look like a fucking whore. You got this thing. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Right. Like, I'm just trying to walk down the street. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the type of stuff that we deal with. So that's why I get so irritated when Cardi is saying stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, you have Black daughters. You have Black daughters. We have to be very mindful of what we say and what we do. We can't expect for the next generation to be better if we still conducting the same trash.
Rain, you right, Rain.
Yeah, she is right. Definitely have conversations with your son, exactly. So they don't
turn out. You got to get out your own way. You really do, because, and this ain't anything for anybody in particular, just for the men out there that definitely think that's okay to live in a double standard. Like, oh, my daughter, she going to be protected, but my son, he can go out there and do whatever he want. Listen, man, that mindset is the reason why today's generation, why we here where we at now. When you allow your son to be able to go out and make these decisions and do whatever he want, that's what makes him think he can go out there and disrespect anybody that he want. Any woman that he want. And then when somebody's brother and somebody's son is doing the same thing that their father so-called is doing for their daughter, you now running into killings, you now running into murders, you run into all that shit because somebody wanted to prove a point or try to be more, you know, trying to treat their son like this is how a man should be. Bro, if that's how you choose to be, man, that's how you choose to be. You can't make new bullshit. Like, you really can't, because there are guys like me in this world that will get at you about your bullshit. And if we got a knuckle about this shit, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. That's just point blank hit. And I'm gonna wake you up into some knowledge. Like, bro, this is why I knocked you out. That's just how I look at it. Because anybody who comes to my door,
I appreciate it. It's just not because that's the other part. That's the other part of it. Like, black men have to start holding other black men accountable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If y'all, like, we can say whatever we want to, y'all ignore us. Y'all don't give a goddamn. Black men have to hold their brothers, their uncles. You know, you have to hold your friends accountable. Otherwise, it carries no weight. It carries no weight.
I'm gonna say this, and it's probably a little controversial of a comment. Black men need to stop being a new white man. When you stop being a new white man, you'll be good. Because black men are detrimental to this world. You kill black people, you rape black women, you don't give a fuck about black women. You think every white woman looks good because she's white, and you think she's going to suck your dick to the cock on home. She probably will. But that does not mean treat every black person like shit because you ain't shit.
Let alone there's too many white people out there anyway.
And there's a lot of white people out there, but we got enough problems with the white people.
There's enough of this.
It's tough to be black overall, especially, you know, being a black woman. You got to deal with bullshit too. You got to deal with black men. Black men get treated like shit, and then you turn around and treat black women like shit. So you getting treated
like
shit.
Y'all, I got to come back. I got an emergency. Add me back when I come back.
All right, gotcha.
All right.
Oh, she exit. That's going to exit out the whole damn app. Anyway, here you go. Hold up.
We don't focus on her.
That's what I did. I just did that.
Oh, that's funky looking.
It is, ain't it?
It's like a CNN panel.
Right.
Why can't Royal Jim be in the first box, huh?
She's about to be.
Stop being sexist. There you go.
Anyway, we're going to have to deal with this funky ass screen. Because it is what it is. I think you can do it a certain way. But anyway.
That turned into a whole TED Talk. So let's move on. Oh, that's
a lot better. That's so much better.
Mike working his dreams over here. I'm producing this show today. Anyway, Royal Jim, we're going to move on to the next topic, okay? And I do want to start with you. So the reason why I want to start with you, because it seems like a fun one for you. Bang. So
a fun one for me?
Yes. When you was a little young whippersnapper and you was doing your thing and you learned your body for the first time, what was it like for you to get your first, what happened before the masturbation? What sensation did you have running through your body to make you want to actually start the masturbation? And was you hesitant? Did you kind of mess around a little bit? Did you, you know, what happened in the middle of that?
I was a very curious child.
Okay. You got to listen.
I was a very curious child.
You got to bring the freakiness. So, you know, that's how I look at it. Got to bring it.
All right. So, boom. You know how you're a kid and you watch TV, you watch cartoons, and you know it's summertime.
You're watching cartoons? All night,
right? Okay. Eventually, things come on that ain't cartoon. What'd that be? Let's see what's going on here. I think that's probably where I got my curiosity, watching late night porn as a child. And I'm like, touch it some stuff. Let's touch it, see what it'd be like. And so I don't remember exactly. I remember the first time. I don't remember exactly what pushed me to do it and figure it out on that day. But I do recall myself becoming curious after, you know, seeing things on TV. I think I heard my parents having sex one time. I'm like, what's going on there? You know, a lot of stuff I probably ain't had no business being exposed to, but was. So it is what it is. But I do remember the day. I remember being in my room. And I was laying on my stomach. I don't know why. I decided to go ahead. I'm like, let's see what's down here.
And hello.
It feels kind of nice. I was enjoying it quite a bit. And then when, you know, I did climax. And I'm like, what the fuck? fuck, this is great. Ooh. I had no idea. Like, this is amazing. I want to do this again and again. I'm going to do this all the time because fuck yes. And man, I had to be like six. Like, I wasn't, what the fuck? You know. Yeah.
Oh, that's when it got weird. Shit.
Let me tell you. All right. So once I figured it out, right? I'm like, this shit is amazing. Does everybody do this? So I went and I told my cousin, I was like, look, you gotta do this shit, okay? You're gonna go in your room, you're gonna take your pants off.
Put her on.
Yeah, I put her on. I was like, this shit is bomb. Like, everybody should be doing this.
Wow.
So I definitely told my cousin, and she did that shit too. I was like, this is what you do. You touch that thing right there. Just keep on doing it until you feel the stuff. It's great. It's great. She's like, for real? Yes, for real. Man. You got to go do it. So later on, I realized, when I became old, I'm like, ooh, I done masturbated, told my cousin to masturbate, explained to her how it was done. I wonder how that went for her.
So y'all both did it together.
I don't think she ever came back and told me. She did. I don't remember.
No. The situation. My question is, did y'all do it together? Like, did you do it in one room and she was in another room or something like that? Or? You just told her and she did it at home.
No, yeah, she did it at home.
Tag teaming it right now.
Oh, no. It wasn't. She went home that day. I imagine maybe if she was staying the night, we might have, said, hey, this is how you do it. Because I'm a kid. I don't know. I probably would have showed her, like, hey, this is what I do. This thing right here, if you do this, it does this thing. So, I mean, I guess it was good that I didn't have the opportunity to to show her how it's done. I only could tell her because knowing me as a child, I probably would have just gone ahead and showed her exactly what I was talking about. How weird would that be for like a parent to walk in and she'd be like, yeah, touch this. But yes, that my first experience, I was probably about six and I've been masturbating since then, just improving the technique, figuring it on out.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like you're a masturbator.
Right. My name is The Royal Jim, and I'm a chronic masturbator.
Well, see, that's just it. I used to be a chronic masturbator, but masturbating kind of gets on my nerves now. It's not fun no more. It just doesn't. I want the whole experience.
Is it now adulting task?
Yes.
Oh, man. I got to. Adulting task. It's 10 o'clock. Like, I gotta knock this out.
Yes. I can't handle it no more. I'm like, shit, I've been horny all day. I guess I got a couple minutes.
Nice.
This is awful. Like, then you gotta get the whole setup and everything going.
Nice.
It's like a chore. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that at all. Who said this was PG? Ain't nobody ever say that. But
if anything, it's NC-17 the least.
It's adult advisory right there.
Yes.
But it's because I feel like I'm craving everything. I don't want to just be me by myself. I want some hot, sweaty body on me. Like, I need all of that or it's not satisfying.
Right.
So as a young one, I was probably a serial masturbator. That was a thing I was doing consistently. A couple times a day. I'm like, think about that time. No one's really bothering me in the house. I'm going to go ahead and hit to my room and get me some me time.
Nice.
Not so much anymore.
Nice. Okay, so I don't have to take this over if you. I can start. No,
welcome back.
Good. Everything
yeah, right?
We good?
So if you send me a message and say emergency, you need money to take somebody, one of our family members to the hospital, and then I call you, don't you want to answer the phone?
Tends to be the case.
Right.
What you would.
So
anyway,
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I guess I can go next. We'll save some good people. I'll let Siren finish up and everything else.
that's I'm a very sorry, fun y'all.
Episode. This is a good episode. I like this one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
We could talk. I wish this wasn't a sex show so we could talk about toxic family members.
Bro, you would need a whole series.
You really would. There's a lot of these motherfuckers out here. Like, freak nasty.
You get a Netflix special.
Toxic Family Members, Volume 1. Anyway, so I remember my mom used to have, I gotta stop saying my mom. That's gonna be fucked up because people know who my mom is. But my mom had her little porn tapes and shit. I remember. You know, as a kid and stuff, we used to hide in the closets and stuff.
Oh, you found the stash.
Yeah, we was the hide, like all of us would play, games in the house and stuff. And for some reason, we used to fit in the top part of my mom's closet. I don't know how, because I looked at myself now as my size. I'm like, how the fuck I got in there? Like, I was confused. Like, but I know we, like, it was a bag over there, and I pulled the bag out, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know it was a French tickler. So I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? Like, I'm holding on to it and shit, all lumpy and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I literally said, yo, this is like a little penis, y'all. Like, I remember just playing around with it, whatever the case is, and fucking talking like, oh, like, and found out that it really was. I was like, oh, shit. Like, okay. Like, I had to go sit my goofy ass down somewhere because I was just down hanging on to my mom's French tickler that she probably used on herself. So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. This
should get in the
yeah, right. It's this shit. I mean, look, it is what it is. I'm sorry. It is what it is. So I remember her DVD, her, she didn't have DVDs. This is back when VHS was out. Dang. Oh, it's gotta be like VHS. It's gotta be like 97. So yeah, VHS. And I remember it was like this office thing. And the very first person I seen in it was Mr. Marcus. I didn't know who the fuck boy was. Mr. Marcus. So I'm just looking at it. I'm like, and you know how you watch the fake porns? We always watch the fake porns as kids. Like, we give a fuck. Like, and I remember I'm like, this thing is actually going in there. Like, and it was weird. I'm like, why is it? What does it do that? I'm like, but for some reason, I felt this rush in my body, like looking at it. And I remember staring at it and just, I'm like, this is shit. And I remember the first time I actually, like, he nutted and shit. And I got scared. I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's coming out of his penis. Like, I started snapping. I'm like, what is that? Like, and I see him, like, you know, playing with them, yelling and screaming and stuff. I said, yo, that shit look like it hurts so fucking bad. Like, I do not want to hear it. I'm over here damn near scared. Y'all good over there?
Did she just fall over laughing?
No, I'm sorry. I'm about to start drinking.
Gotcha. So, like I said, that happened, and I'm scared as shit. I ain't watched the porn for like another 2 weeks. And I remember telling my brother, like, yo, mom got this tape. This white stuff came out, this guy's stuff, and he was yelling and screaming. Like, and I'm, you know, my brothers and them, they all start watching, but they ain't feel nothing of it. My little freak ass kept going back and watching it. So I remember just sitting there watching and shit like that, and I just kept getting that sensation again. So I realized that my shit down there wound up arousing, and I'm like, so.
Your dick got hard.
I'm like, oh shit, like, what the fuck? Join, like, and you know, and I this sound crazy, but when you a young boy, your dick is on strong. Like, this joint is like, bam, like, you ain't got that weakness in your dick. That joint, when it's hard, that shit is, it's standing, that's how your dick is, yeah, nigga. Like, that's how it is when you a young boy. So, I start, you know, just doing something. I'm like, okay. And I remember I kept going. And then when that shit came out, yo, I literally, I got lightheaded, literally almost passed the fuck out. I think I was about to start crying. Like,
Are y'all gonna put it on me with the...
Look at that, crying, using his tears as lubricant.
Well, why is it on me?
Because you're the one that's drinking. That's why.
I told y'all Kingo was going to fucking kick me out, right?
You did.
It never fell.
It popped right to me being an alcoholic and shit. Like,
dumbass out of here.
These motherfuckers just stress me out.
I'm just going to have to finish this shit. And this is the last part. Motherfucking scream out. Anyway, this is the last part. I just remember I couldn't touch my pants for like a week. Every time I did the shit touch it, it was so sensitive. I was like, like that. I was in school holding my pants like this. I kept gripping the side of my pants leg and holding it out. And he was like, Mike, why are you walking like that? I already kind of walk funny as it is. So I'm over here. Shit. I'm trying to hold my pants and stuff. Every time I touch it, it was just that sensitive. Like, these were the, and it's like, man, that
shit. I don't know how y'all
amazing.
Walk around with those things.
I'll tell you, it's a chore.
Yeah, it's a lot going on
that
there.
That shit was amazing.
It's a chore.
It was fucking amazing. I just never forget that day. Never forget it. Almost passed the fuck out. So I'm done. That's my experience with being a freak bull. So, go ahead, Jen. No,
that was a good story.
That's for you. That's for you. That's for you. For her.
Roy.
Oh, Roy. I don't really care about Cardi tonight. I don't care about my story.
Yeah, love you too.
Well, me, shit, it's kind of like yours. Like you, stumble upon that ancient treasure stash, just like looking for like Dragon Ball Z episodes I taped, and just popped along this vintage ass 1970 type joint, and it was way above what I would have ever thought. I kind of remember vividly just sitting there watching it, right? And it's just like this white girl, and she has like a fucking dildo like this, this big, right? And like she puts it in her pussy, right? Like all the way, it's gone, right?
Damn.
And then like other stuff is happening,
and then dildo deep.
Right, and all of a sudden, she brings it out her mouth.
What the fuck? Huh?
Crazy. It's probably to this day, it's like one of the craziest shit I've ever seen. I didn't know it was such. Still today, I don't know if that's still physically possible, but that's what I saw.
Oh, they were trying to make a trick happen. That's all they were trying to do.
So at this point, I'm just like looking down, like, yeah, this is going to be my future. Just porn in general is just like variations of just porn. Just like my dad had some crazy shit, like from like the old school like 70s, like when it was actually a movie with a plot and shit, and like, you know, all that crazy bullshit. Then like moving like towards like late 80s, and then like Jerry Curl chicks and all that other shit, and then like
not, you know, Jerry Curls, bitch.
You know, girls, I mean, girls with the crazy hair shit and grease.
And they used to play that shit. And they used to play that whole music back in the day.
Right.
The saxophones and shit.
Curl.
So when I first
Jerry
did it,
Curl.
But at that point, I was like, yo, this is like the best shit to ever happen. And then I started like, okay, whatever it is, this activated some chemical and bomb. And then after that, I was like, yo, it's just like how Max said, it's just on swole all the time. Like, I ain't had time for this shit. Like, annoying as fuck. And I couldn't do anything without taking care of it first. Like, I couldn't go out. Like, I couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
Until that was done.
You're still like that. Right. Wow. You haven't changed much.
No. No. It's different now. But back in the day, I thought like it was something wrong with me. Like, yo, this is
out
and about. So
it is.
Even when I like went to parties.
You can piss iron off.
It's okay. I fuck with her now and again. That's with dumb shit, but
like, that's not dumb shit.
No, like, you know what I'm fucking talking about. You know I like the irk your nerves with just sensitive topics. You have a pulse on it. But when I like started to go to parties and stuff, like I would have to literally knock that thing off before I went to any party.
Knock that thing off.
Yeah, I just beat that shit like it owed me money.
Dang.
You had to, like, when you're young like that, because I remember in sixth grade, one of my classmates bumped into me by accident. I think her hand grazed me, and she had this like look at her face. And the worst part about it is I was in church at the time, which made it even more of a sin.
Oh gosh.
Like, I can't live this way. I can't. Like, how can I operate on a day-to-day basis? I got like school, I got homework, like I have activities I gotta do, and you know, senior dick here just wants to turn the fuck up for no fucking reason. Like, I ain't got time for it.
Yo, he said, seeing so that's a normal thing up.
For young adolescent boys. Y'all just be getting hot. Like, do I need to tell my son, beware? Like,
yeah, definitely. Man. Definitely. It's just like this all day.
Have any of you ever seen Sex Education? It's on Netflix.
I did. No? I did. That's
right. Yeah, remember when he first started masturbating and he was masturbating? Do you remember when he was in the car masturbating and his mom walked up to the window after he like nutted all over the window?
Mm-hmm. You never seen that, Roy?
No, but I'm
you're gonna like it.
Royal, it's hilarious. It's like, don't get me wrong, there's some serious parts to it, but the shit is so funny and it's so like, yeah, that's real life. Like, it is.
Oh,
yeah, I would definitely
watch that when we done.
Sex Education on Netflix, y'all. Watch it. I'm waiting for the next season to start.
Yeah, and like I said, that was a sin and everything. And I was like, well, shit.
What, the masturbate?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you beat this dick like it owes me money.
Sister Mary was like, you can't do that. And I was like, fuck, I can.
You know, open up the hell.
Well, you know, the people that
once you open the Pandora's box, super
religious people, are the most fucked up.
All right, y'all. Never mind.
That's a topic for my unicorn show, and I am going to talk about it how fucked up y'all religious people are. Y'all ain't gonna like this type of teaching.
Siren, so your first time.
You mean my first time?
When did you get the sensation, and when did you like start
licking the bean?
First experiences were with a girl. My first experiences were with a girl, not a boy.
As far as masturbation.
All that. All that. We were very, very young.
Hello.
Hey, Rockstar. My first time kissing somebody, the first time someone giving me head. All that stuff. Yeah, it was a girl,
masturbation.
Yeah, that's what we.
Yeah,
about. Masturbating.
Really?
Masturbation session with a girl.
Yeah. We were very, very young. We were very young. I can't even. We were so young that I'm not quite sure how young we were.
Like, I bet you can't.
Elementary school age. So, I can't pinpoint exactly. My first experiences were with. So I've always been attracted to girls. The boys came later as a consolation prize.
Right. It was like, do I really want one of them?
You said the same. Yeah. But I never actually went down. The girl that gave me head. Yeah. I couldn't give her head. Mm-mm, no.
Oh,
she wasn't. Cause she didn't smell that fresh to me, and I was just like,
oh, you was like, I'm gonna grab this.
I was young. I was young, but I knew it wasn't supposed to smell like that. So I was just like,
I'm going to get mine and dip.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was a whole picture move right there.
No, thank you.
Okay. So yours is with a woman, basically. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So
that's what's up.
Like, that formulated a whole lot of things. Like, I don't watch straight porn.
I couldn't even imagine, if you just had sex without masturbating first, and that feeling alone, I would have just like, I would have like, mine would have been blown. What did it say? I missed that. What'd she say?
She said,
I didn't say anything.
My first gay experience. No, she reading what it wrote. First gay experience, I was grinding with a friend in the closet. On one of these days, if she remembers that, she most likely do. You remember?
Oh, shit.
I feel like most, you know what? Like, happen in the closet.
It was another girl. It was another girl too.
It was two
that
girls?
I used to do shit like that with. Yes, my first experience was with all girls. It's two different girls. Yes, it's a wonder that I like men at all. but somewhere along later in my life, I discovered penis, and I was like, huh, I could do something with this. I could do something with this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'm gonna say. I could do something with this. Not all of them. Some of them.
All right.
Okay, Master Chef.
Siren, work your magic, Siren. That's all you.
All right, let's move on to like fine wine. How have your sexual views matured over time from when you first started having intercourse, if you can remember, unlike Cardi, to when you're having intercourse now?
Maybe the second time. I think just all in general was just like masturbating from then to now and sex first time here to now. Just
okay, Rockstar, that penis. I'm sorry. We had an appreciating swole. The penis moment.
Swole penis.
That young boy penis, that extra swole shit.
Man, I missed
no, I don't like young boy penis. Young boy penis.
No.
Not like that, God damn it.
We ain't had no stroke. No, you're right.
No,
we ain't know
what the we were the same age, and yeah,
we know what to do with that shit.
Yeah.
Your vagina is as swole as our penises. That y'all shit was all both of us like this. Mm. Who gonna win this battle? Mm.
When I think about the sex I had when I was younger and the sex I have now, tragic. And like you think that you're doing something. When you're 16, 18,
you out there like tearing their ass up and clapping.
You think you're doing something?
Rabbit strokes all day.
You're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. wait. Zakira said, I was childish about a lot of ish. Now I just be like, I'm about to dive in.
She ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where your hubby at? He was in the comments earlier.
Mm-hmm. Talking about PG-13, all this other shit. So as far as like this question in particular, honestly, I didn't even know how to fucking answer it, but I'm guessing it means how did you mature in your sex, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay, we all did our kink jars and stuff. Well, I didn't do mine, but.
I didn't do mine yet either.
I didn't mind.
That's all right. They can mind their business.
Wait, you said you did yours. What the fuck did mean, Cardi?
Cardi did his. Here, okay, I got a question, and this is random and kind of off topic. What is it about spit? Because I know there's quite a few men, and not just y'all in our chat, but other men that filled in the kink jars. Y'all got a thing about spit. What's up with that?
It's a natural lube.
So you got it. Okay. All right. Like, so it's not like spitting in each other's mouth is spitting on the penis? Because I can get with that.
No, that can work too.
Spit in your hand, put on your penis, go to work.
Because when y'all say spit, I'm thinking spit in each other's mouth and all types of. My head goes.
I don't know. I've done that. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah, I'm down for the spit. We can do that.
Yeah. In the mouth? Can spit in each other's mouth?
In the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Just
go ahead and do it.
Maybe like back in the day, that's something you can grow into. Because back in the day, I was like, that's like. Definitely,
I don't know.
In other people's mouth scenes, definitely not hygienic, but now,
but you
like,
know what?
Spit be everywhere. If we go on a god, you baby, like come on now. Why would
I am a spitter, like I believe in making it.
That should be wet.
I'm a saturated, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking about somebody spitting in my mouth.
Right.
I don't know.
Shove my tongue down your throat. I don't care if you spit in my mouth. I already licked your tonsils.
Okay. It's the same show.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing to me, isn't it?
But okay.
I'm not opposed to trying it. I just the visual, like I'm thinking about when Trey Songz was spitting in them girls' mouths, and I'm just like, ooh. And I'm thinking about it from the back of the throat.
Oh no, you can't take it from the back of the throat. Don't do that.
That's okay, because I do that.
So you're saying
that's what I do on a dick.
You like the
I'm like
the spit that you build just in your mouth while
yeah,
you're
yeah. I mean, there's a cutoff. Like
okay, I can do that. Like, not I like that.
Not one of them joints.
Like,
you got to break some bullshit.
No,
spit that shit out. That's COVID spit. That's COVID spit right there.
But if I'm like if I got the dick in my mouth, then I'm like yeah.
That's all get the all dick, that. Though, because you need no, it all that, the way back there.
But I need to know. It's like you got to define it, because it might be somebody that's like, you know, like, give me the spit from the back of the room.
To sit there and no, talk about this. Go ahead. Y'all talk about it. So tell her what you do with the dick. No, come on. I'm
how
far you got to go? Take notes down for the future, for the ladies. Like,
I wanted to hit that little dangly thing in the back of my
head. Right. If it's not the dangly thing, then you're not doing it right. It got that's why you get the lubrication. If you go all the way back there, it's going to go. Not throw up, like lubrication.
Yeah, I don't want to throw up. I don't want to throw up like Sufiana.
The little vein come out.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
It might.
Yeah.
Your veins ain't popping.
And your eyes ain't in the back of your head like the Undertaker.
And your eyes ain't watering.
I feel like my whole face got to be covered in spit and semen.
Yeah, exactly.
What you watering.
The hands.
Like, when I come
out, it should be like your dick, everything, balls.
You know, everything should be wet.
And if you let me get to the taint.
I feel huh?
Huh?
He said, huh?
Huh? What?
How we get to this? How we back to the top?
I'm just saying, I'm wetting everything and I'm working my way down. Well, and see, that's relax.
She gets it. Yes,
relax.
No. She gets it, but she keep trying to head towards this ass. That's what she heading towards. She know what? Now I did hear something. I have learned. Hold on. I learned something.
Okay. What you learned?
They said you can hit the prostate without going in somebody's ass.
How?
It's a spot back there. I forgot what the fuck it's called.
What do you reach it with? What do you reach it with?
The finger. You know, it's right there, but it's not in your.
So you want to let me use my finger then?
No, you're not using nothing.
You just said with the finger.
Nah, I ain't say no assholes. Nothing in the booty hole. Nothing.
Okay, so I'm not sticking my. It does so how? This. So I'm pressing a button.
It's a button. Exactly. You're pressing.
Would you care to explore this?
No.
Right.
It's where the taint is.
Ryan, listen, we could double team him.
We could. I'm down.
We could double team him.
We could just take it slow. What you mean? We could take it slow.
Are you are you comfortable?
Back to the taint.
How do you feel?
Little flick of the tongue. You know, just real slow. You know,
they're gonna tie you up.
Don't do that. You didn't try it yet. Are you relaxed? Listen, it could be so nice. Just imagine. Listen to her soothing voice. Just imagine. Ooh, inspiring. So Mike, you're really making it hard. Y'all should cash at us.
Just on the strength of that.
It's a perfect time to bring up the Cash App logo. If you want to see
a siren in a gym.
Yes. Do you want to see a siren in a gym in glorious cosplay? Cash App us at Baychan AD. Or would you like to see the White Hennessy or the Cardi Experience? In a calendar spread? I know I would love to see the Mike Hennessy in a Santa costume. You would go ahead and donate to our Cash App so we can make this happen for you. Stop laughing. I gotta take it serious.
You get a very sticky full
cash. We all want to see Mike Hennessy in a Santa costume. Tell me y'all don't. For real.
Yes.
Come on now. We need a calendar.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Ooh, in the Cardi Experience, you can be Halloween. You know what?
Jack, do you like Caribbean men
for Christmas? That's you.
What the
fuck? It could be sexy Jack.
Exotics. You're in the exotic category.
I'm too thick to be Jack Skeleton.
I am a pure
no,
man.
That's what makes it I perfect. We don't want skinny Jack. We want thick. Ooh, Jack.
Thick Jack.
Thick Jack.
Oh, and you have a pumpkin right in front of your
no trick or treat, bitch.
Yo.
Dick in the pumpkin.
Yes.
Dig in the box, dig in the pump.
Yeah, donate to the Cash App. If that's what y'all want to see, you know.
We're just here to make your fantasies come true. That's all. Yes, we're in the dream working business.
this, what the hell did you just do up there?
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck, yo?
Hey, you talking about me when I'm drinking.
Y'all ladies is being, y'all talking.
I know, I don't normally drink. Y'all know I don't normally drink. During the episode.
Hey, look, you on and popping right now, too.
Well, first, Cardi stressed me out, and then these other people stressed me out. When I get off with y'all, I know I'm going to be stressed out.
That was my master plan, by the way.
But you're not here, so. Backfired on you.
This is funny. In my personal opinion, that sounded a little sexual. I don't know what's going on. But
a little. We know what's going on.
Chocolate.
Sexual. You know what I mean?
Sexual ginger.
Wait, oh shit.
I like
ginger beer. Over there, he tried to.
Oh, no, he no, yeah, no, that nigga can't get in. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
She wants your gingerbread.
No.
She wants your gingerbread.
Cardi can't get in the door, okay? I'm gonna let you know right now.
Yeah, I'm in the back.
Unless he wanna get chopped in the throat.
I'll take one. It ain't happening.
Totally ain't worth happening. It. Totally worth it.
I'll beat him. I will beat him.
You'll beat him. I'm beat late. Him. Who are you? The person that is late to the party.
Is that Felicia?
Better late than never.
Okay.
Mike Hennessy wearing a Santa costume.
Anybody want to be flawed?
Santa. I'm going to come down my chimney, Mike Hennessy.
Wait. I got some questions. All right, listen, we're going off topic. So I saw that you want to be a dom.
What?
You said something about being dominant. Your jar said you like to be dominant.
You fill up the jar. In bed, yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, so you don't want to be a dom. You just want to be aggressive and in control. That's not the same thing. That ain't the same thing. I got all happy for no reason, damn it. Look at you.
I'm thinking the soft daddy dom. I can see it.
Soft daddy dom?
I feel like you just have to ease him into it. It's just because his thoughts are probably a little outrageous, but if you show him it don't got to be too bad, just ease him into it. I think you'll come around. I think you'll come around. I do love a challenge.
Like a wild horse.
Yeah, man, well, Royal, you are you a switch or are you completely a dom?
I'm a switch.
She's a switch.
Yeah, I'm definitely a switch.
Okay.
Definitely, I can tell that.
I think I'm more submissive than dominant, actually. But man, something about it just like, bitch, eat this pussy. It just does it for me.
Make them niggas work.
Yeah, I don't want to be degraded, but I could definitely degrade. Yeah,
I like being degraded. I like being degraded. I can do that. Like, call me all types of things. Or cum dumpster, slut, whore, dirty bitch. Damn. Please do it. Do it.
Yes.
I love it.
Facebook user. Is that Felicia? I need confirmation.
Facebook user, announce yourself. Like,
right? What, you said Rockstar.
What set you rep, cuz?
Rockstar says switch, but more dom unless it's the right person. Yeah, right. Because you have to have trust in your dom.
Yeah,
so that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
I do know you need two safe words. I do know that two of them. If you don't know how to say this Russian word, you better learn that other one.
Oh, okay. So are you playing around with the idea of being a dom? Why you chuckle like that? You hear that chuckle? Like, I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to
answer nothing. I am a...
Listen. Sanaya Chaos Kitty James. Ooh. I like that name. Chaos Kitty.
Chaos Kitty. I want some of that.
Chaos Kitty. What can you do with that? All right.
Right, exactly. That's very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
It's something on there that you can be able to like do something. I don't remember.
It's JJ's bestie. Who's JJ? I don't know who JJ is.
Well, hello, JJ's bestie.
Hey, JJ. Hi, JJ's bestie. Hey, JJ's welcome bestie to the party.
Yeah, it's just so great to have you.
Jules.
Oh, bestie. Jules. Ah, okay. Okay. Nice to meet you today. All right. Chaos Kitty. I like that. You need to brand it. Get a logo and all types of stuff. I don't know what you're into, but don't waste that name.
Basically. All right, y'all know y'all.
All right, y'all.
I'm the only person that talks.
Wait, what am I supposed to say that I didn't already say?
Miss, we didn't. None of y'all talked about.
All right, my views that changed from when I was, well, I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips at the shit.
You can tell she on it popping right now. She's a fucking song is popping up and shit. Like,
I mean, that's pretty much. You know, that's pretty much what it is. Like, when I was younger, you know, which is weird because I started off with girls and then I spent a very large part of my life not knowing what to do with that and solely being with men. Vanilla men, oddly enough.
Vanilla men. Oh, I know what you're saying. Never mind. Do me off, vanilla men. What?
No, I don't mean white men. Because I do call them vanilla people. Huh? Yeah, no, oddly enough.
Of kittens, you want this cock? Like, yeah, that's what you're going to get. Some hard, stiff cock.
But, you know, men always say, like, oh, I do this, I do that. Nah. They're like, men, they don't really think beyond touching your breasts, touching your ass, and trying to break your back.
Why? Yes. Allegedly. What is wrong with
that? That's
y'all?
It. That's you know what I mean?
Because anywhere else, y'all fucking
take no creativity, no originality. Y'all all do the same bullshit.
No. Yeah. No. No.
No.
All lies.
No.
The way I'm set up, is a little different. That's no.
Is that right?
No, time out. This ain't for reference.
Built differently altogether.
This is sex talk, so I'm being transparent in my talk. So
okay.
I just, you know, when you learn different, you do different.
Okay.
That's all I can say. You don't spend the all same right. time just, you know, putting the same stroke in, trying to grab her hair and grip the neck up and shit, do all that. I mean, it's cool, but it's like, there's different things you can do. I learned that firsthand. Utilize your skills. You gotta eat that pussy a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know.
Would you like to describe the Mike Master lock now?
What the fuck?
Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't. That's some silly shit my cousin paid for me. Talk about some Mike Master lock. What is that? Like, what is that?
This is what his people told me, okay? That he has some kind of position that he puts them in. It's some special position. Right offhand, I can't recall exactly how it goes, but that they named it the Mike Master Lock, and that they would hear the girls in there going crazy after you put the Master Lock on them. That's what I was told.
Every man should have a key move. Like, you ever have a
so key move? I have always wanted to know what the Mike Master Lock is.
You know what? I'm getting that shit branded. I'm gonna own that fucking word, Mike Master Lock. That sounds like some beastly shit right there.
So, am I making it up? You never heard that before?
I heard it all. I heard it since they heard it. Like,
so what is it? Enlighten us.
Fuck it.
Don't tell him. You can't tell him.
That's right. Fuck it.
Has to be. Is it something that has to be learned?
He trying to say.
The Master Lot Facebook user. The Master Lot.
I wish I could get my cousin on here so he could describe this shit for
me.
No,
Tommy told me that.
Tom don't know because my cousin was the one that said this.
Well, Tommy did a whole demonstration of how you hit the girl and everything. Because my cousin was the
one that told Tom. He told every goddamn body.
Well, he did a very good demonstration and left us all curious.
He trying to say if I'm on top, right? And you know,
Hold on.
He's trying to. This is his. I swear to God, you didn't call him. I mean, well, when you see him next time, G, when I bring him over,
I got his phone number.
He didn't tell you it. So this motherfucker said, "No, not Marcus."
No, I don't have Marcus' phone number. I got Tommy's phone number. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it ain't Tom's punk ass. He don't know shit. But anyway, he tries it though. He told me it works, so I was like, "All right, cool." But anyway. He's trying to say if I'm on top of a girl and their legs, and I got their legs up, whatever the case is, he said it makes it look like they're winning or some shit, right? They're getting it. Like, you getting it back. You know how a missionary is, right? You're on top.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He says I go behind their necks up here and lock my arms in a place like this and power drive, basically.
Okay, so how are the legs?
Oh,
where the legs at?
You balled up like a yes.
So, okay.
I see it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I lock it into a place like this. And he's talking about you can hear my stupid ass cousin. That's what I'm saying. He's talking about you can hear it click when you do it, like click, like get the fuck out of here. Like, can you get about the whole situation? And then you said this is a power drive and talking about they all yelling and screaming and shit. I said, bro. One day, we was young boys, like what, 16, 17. He seen me having sex, peeking at me and shit, looking at
me. So they saw you do it.
That's how they know. Oh. So
proven, basically, is what you said.
You said prison?
Proven.
Oh,
what's up? Tried and true. Uh-huh. Okay, so then why deny it? Like,
I ain't denying it. I just don't know what the fuck they talking about. I ain't never do that shit.
You know exactly what they talking about. You just described it in detail.
I don't even know if I still do that shit.
Well, apparently it's a winner, so you need to make sure you put that in your resume.
In your repertoire. Put that one in the catalog.
Right.
If you would like to sleep with Mike Hennessy, inventor of the Mike Master Lock. Creator and master of the Mike Master Lock.
I ain't do shit. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Cash App us.
Right, Cash App us. And we'll make it happen.
They're gonna try to use the Amazon.
Look, man, we gotta get it one way or another. Are you down or not?
You gotta use that. Come on now, I'm an entrepreneur.
Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a home tutorial of the Mike Master Lock.
No. I'll show you on a DVD like Tabo Ball or something like that, and just you do it like this. I'll do that. Yeah. I ain't doing it with nobody. It's just it's like doing karate. You know
what are you talking about? We could do a whole tutorial.
Right, it's just a tutorial.
Yo, it's still two more people. So
you can do it with clothes on as you feel better about it.
The clothes on tutorial, maybe. Depends on how much they send
it. So somebody be staring at you like this the whole time, like, nigga, where you going? Like, you done? Like, oh, y'all was just doing it for tutorials. No, this ain't no tutorial no more. Like,
you just get on your back, you know, legs up, get them legs.
Oh my God, yeah.
You better
yeah.
I'm flexible, I'm fine. And I'm not wearing any panties, Marcus.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
I'm glad I ain't come over today.
Oh my God.
So, okay. Does anybody else want to go before we wrap this up? Because we are at the 10:30 mark.
Well, I have a question for Party down here, because he said that every man is supposed to have a power move in his repertoire. We heard Mike's power move. What's yours?
I have a couple.
What's the top tier? The, you know, the one that, you know, if you lay it on him, this is it. She's going to love it. It's going to be great.
I need to literally, like, label them. I think I got to give them names, because that Mike Master Lock sounds dope as shit. I got
it. It really does. That's on a t-shirt. Don't nobody try to steal it. The Mike Master Lock t-shirts coming soon.
Yeah.
but usually all of them involve deep penetration.
What so, the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah, like all my moves is hitting all the back wall. So I got something like Mike's, but it's not wrapping the back of the head up. It's more like ladies, their feet right here, and my legs are on your thighs.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
And I make sure you arch a certain way, and then you know, putting all this, yeah.
But yeah, it's my kind of
thing. Yeah, I know what he means. Yeah, I know what he means.
Yeah, it's all about angles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not. It's a different, because sometimes
that's called the
legs up here, because
paralyzer.
I don't know. The tear some shit up. I don't know, but having you guys try. Move your legs a certain way, control a woman's walls and how they move. So like even that, or you cross your legs and put it over your shoulder.
Rockstar said, "I see you."
There's the double take where that's like 10 deep strokes in, and then be sucking your clit for like a little bit, and then keep switching it up back and forth. There's all the heavy lifting stuff.
Heavy lifting?
You're picking them up now.
Yeah.
You be putting them in the air. Yeah. Oh, you want to air acrobatics. I see you there.
Yeah, that stuff.
Welcome to the Bay Chan orgy.
Leg up. You know, classic leg up, you know, finger in the ass type stuff. You know, there's that. Side stuff. I don't know. I have a lot.
You want to put a finger in our asses, but we can't put a finger in y'all asses.
Huh. Yeah, that's Mike.
Oh, okay. My bad. It's Mike denying himself.
Party said, partner. Bring the fist. Like, yeah, he wants
to. First of all, stop you right
not
there.
Not fisting.
Oh, fuck.
Not at all.
Rockstar said, Cardi wins.
Hey, I was in championship battle. Like, I don't give a damn. I hate that name, Mike Headmaster.
Look, I don't win. I don't know,
it must have put a little tingle in her.
Right.
It did something. Shit.
Give a little sun. I see. Mm-hmm. I mean, there that one with the legs on the chest, that's the one right
that's
there.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see what that is, because I don't know how he invented that. He invented that. That's the part. It works for us
because we're bigger and we have more weight to put behind it. So it's more pressure. So it works better with us the way we do shit. So
okay.
Touche.
Yeah.
She said, "Don't get me beat the fuck up." He better not, Rockstar. He better not put a hand on you. I'll come over there and handle him.
I mean, these moves are for free. So yeah, definitely go ahead, use them, try them out.
Oh, I can only imagine what kind of moves they do. All right, y'all.
I'm getting swings. I'm getting pulls. It's gonna be taking my game to the next level.
Debauchery.
I'm gonna have separate room for just freak shit.
Royal Jeff, you good? You want to say something real quick? You good right now?
I'm good.
All right. So let's start with the Royal Gem. Please tell the people where they can find you at when they're not watching Beijing.
You can find me at the Royal Gem on Facebook, on
Snapchat
at the Royal Gem, and on Instagram at the Royal Gem _. I also have a second Facebook page, still working it out, but it is Thy Royal Gemness. Yes, it is. I do see that. So you may also find me there if you so choose.
That one, y'all like that one. I got a lot of more pictures.
And the Cardi Experience, where can the people find you so that they can learn more moves?
Yes, I'm not shy. I will teach you fucking gym master over here. You can find me at the Cardi Experience. That's really the only place you can actually find me. And then my business page at Cardi Solutions. I think I should make another page.
Get that in there. Yeah, you probably should, man.
But the Cardi Experience is just me. Now. So if you come to there, you're going to just find me and all my dumbassery. So.
Yes, mm-hmm. Inappropriate memes and gifts galore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want inappropriate memes and things that make your clit tickle, just follow me.
Facts.
And the why.
Listerine strips on your tongue and get to work.
You want to throw shot?
No.
You want to throw shot?
No. Ha, 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 ha.
Don't do that.
Make it
come on now. I'm glad it's been years and my vagina has recovered.
That's 99.9% of germs.
That is the advertisement.
Where might we find the wild ginger?
You can find me on Instagram, MikeHennessy215. We got Instagram. Oh, Instagram, TBC_talk. TBC podcast _talk. We are actually gearing up to kind of breaking this news now, but gearing up to be live on this platform right here. So TBC podcast is going to be coming to Blurred Approved Entertainment. Just look out and get ready for that part.
Also, and you might see watching,
the crew, everybody gonna be on there. We're gonna be having some fun. There ain't gonna be no sex talk like that because I do enough of it on here.
Listen, oh no, yeah.
I got people already ready to whoop my dad. What the fuck? Like, you know, it is what it is. So just another little breaking news before we finish up. We started up a gaming tournament. We call it Get to the Bag, Blurred Approved Gaming. Anybody who wants to join the combat tournament? Yes, that's me and the crew.
I'm so rusty.
Hey man, if you want to, anybody who want to join and spread the word, sign up. $10. You got a chance to win $250. We're gonna be working something with that person up there as far as cosplayers. We'll get more into that. Want to do something special, and hopefully this is something that we can push forward and really make happen. It's going to be a good business. Mike ain't into being broke. Mike into making money right now. So we're going to be doing our thing, and the crew going to ride, and we're going to do it all together. Everybody who know me, all my hoes is coming. Let's go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You're bringing hoes now. Okay.
No, not legitimate hoes. I'm talking about y'all. But anyway. Okay, I'm talking about y'all. You know, all my people is going.
Fair enough.
And last but not least, the queen of extra, the sultan of shenanigans, the diva of debauchery, siren by night, vixen by day. You can find me on IG and also on Facebook at Siren by Night. Go ahead and follow, please. I just started this professional page under my Siren by Night acronym, so please go ahead, like, and follow. Then you can also find me on my podcast at Unicorn Straight No Chaser. We are currently airing every other Saturday, so we won't be on this Saturday, but next Saturday. But please go watch the replays. You can find us on IG at Unicorn Straight No Chaser, Facebook and YouTube at Unicorn Straight No Chaser. We also stream from Blurred Approved Entertainment. And you can also follow my blog, where I talk about things like how I don't feel protected by Black men and other mental health issues, neurological issues, and issues that affect the Black community at Unicorns and Vodka. Yes, it's a theme. Come drink with us. Come laugh with us. Come talk with us. Get educated. All of those things. So join us here, Blurred Approved Entertainment. We stream from the Siren by Night page, from the Unicorn Straight No page, Straight No Chaser page, and from the Blur Approved Entertainment page every Tuesday at 9 p.m. So come and join us for more shenanigans, more debauchery. And we are pro-ho, but please, ho responsibly.
Yep.
What I'm talking about.
That's right, Rockstar. Have a good night, everyone.
Make sure y'all make sure y'all hold responsibly.
Thank you, everyone.
Will do.
Woo!
Give me a second, man. Bro, I gotta, you know, I gotta right figure now. Everything out.